Greetings. The peace of Christ be with you. I'm the Reverend Lindsay Borden, and on behalf of the dear people of the Second Presbyterian Church in the city of New York, I welcome you to our scripture reading podcast for April 19th, 2020, the second Sunday of Eastertide. I'm glad to have you with us. I pray you're doing well. And I hope our virtual worship services may help encourage and support you. Feel free to let me know. And now, as always, let's begin with prayer. Living God, may your word enter into us, into our space, by the power of your Holy Spirit, so that we who have not seen may yet believe. Amen. The first letter of Peter was written in the late first century of the Common Era to comfort Christians who were being possibly persecuted, certainly ostracized, a kind of enforced social distancing, you could call it, because of their faith. Today's passage comes from the opening to the letter, in which the author calls the readers to rejoice in their new birth in Christ's resurrection, in spite of the suffering they are encountering. Reading from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 9. Listen for God's word to us today. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. By his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who are being protected by the power of God through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you rejoice, even if now for a little while you have had to suffer various trials, so that the genuineness of your faith, being more precious than gold that, though perishable, is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Although you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and rejoice with an indescribable and glorious joy. For you are receiving the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. So ends the first reading. Now, last week for the Gospel, we read Matthew's version of the discovery of the empty tomb. Today we shift to John's Gospel, where we'll remain for most of Eastertide. We also shift from the story of Easter morning to the story of Easter evening, when the risen Jesus appears to the disciples, and then to a week later. I also want to mention that when John speaks of the disciples' fear of the Jews, remember that Jesus and most of the first disciples were all devout Jews. It's like us New Yorkers maybe talking about those who won't observe social distancing by saying, "I'm afraid of New Yorkers." Well, some New Yorkers, I guess, but by no means all, because I'm proud to be a New Yorker. Now, reading from the Gospel according to John, chapter 20, verses 19 through 31. Listen again for God's word to us today. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now, Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.